Thank you for calling Sales and Support. My name is Eric. May I have your name, please?
John Steele.
Thanks, John. What's the 4-digit PIN number on the account?
PIN number is... I'm clicking on it, and it's not...
See, when you click on it, it takes you to a new page and scrolls down automatically. And it looks like you're calling from a number that ends in 8131. If we disconnect, can I reach you there?
Yeah.
How am I helping?
All right. Here's the problem. You guys are hosting our website, and I just found out this morning that it's somehow been hacked, and now it's pointing to the Pirate Bay.
Okay, which name?
So, well, WeFightPiracy.com.
Okay, take a look. Pretty straightforward and obviously a concern. Are there any other concerns I can be addressing at the same time?
No, that's pretty much everything. You notice it's a real problem.
When I go to the site here, WeFightPiracy.org, and it takes...
No, .com.
Okay.
We have both, org and com.
And is that underneath the MediaCopyrightGroup.com domain hosting?
Correct. Network? Correct.
All right. How is this website designed?
With WordPress.
Okay. WordPress is unfortunately not uncommon to get compromised, especially from the front end. You keep it actively up to date?
I believe we keep it up to date.
Okay, so it sounds like someone else might manage this for you?
Well, no, I mean, we haven't really made major changes to the site in sometime. I go in there once in a blue moon, but
okay.
We don't have someone actively managing it, no.
Did I mishear you? Did you say I believe it's been kept up to date, or I believe they've kept it up to date?
Well, I don't know what you mean by up to date. I mean, things don't really change on the website, so I don't really go there that often to update it.
Okay, that's probably the problem. The files themselves, if they've got malicious coding that are causing redirects, can go in and get manually removed. However, WordPress does regularly need to be updated, even if you're not actively using it. As new implementations of code comes out, new vulnerabilities then are created and exist. And as a result, WordPress and any patches or any themes or plugins that you use would also need to be updated, and if they're not capable of being updated to be compliant with new code, then they should be replaced. Because what happens is you basically leave back doors open available for people or someone who wants to in this situation. You know, obviously you hit anti-piracy, so anyone who's pro-piracy is potentially involved here, and they've compromised the site as a result. We do offer a website protection site scanner program, a product that we sell, that can scan the content of the site and tell you where the vulnerabilities are, but can also be just removed manually.
All right, so I see the WeFightPiracy.com. It says upgrade or whatever. So that's all you're talking about is up to installing the newest version of WordPress?
It, as well as any add-ons you have, any themes or plugins, anything outside of the normal scope of WordPress would also need to be updated. A lot of the times, those themes and plugins are designed for functionality and not security.
Okay.
I always think of it like a plugin is like adding a dog door to the side so that if you've got a big gray dog like a Great Dane, it can get out. But then you go, how do I lock it? Yeah, we don't make a lock for it. You can either have a dog door and have it unlocked or not. Well, it's not very secure. Use it or don't. That's kind of how some of these plugins are designed, so they're not always the best to implement to a website.
All right, so I just finished the installation request for WordPress has been submitted.
No, you need to remove the content first. I'm sorry, I'm mentioning you need to keep it up to date. That's, you're wondering how it's happening. The jumping to the fix, updating it, you may not want to update it with a malicious code on it.
Okay, so what do I... part of the website or page do I go to do something? I guess you're telling me stuff. Just make it real simple. Where do I go to fix this?
Do you know how to connect via FTP?
Let's see. I did this before.
Okay. Do you know how to read code?
No.
Okay. Unless you get a product like a scanning tool or someone who can take care of this, I mean, I can send this up, and there's a potential, and they've been really busy lately, that they could take a look at it and give you an idea of where the malicious code has come from.
How much is the product that you guys sell that would fix this cost?
Well, it doesn't fix it for you. That's the thing. It will tell you where the problems are, but you have to still go in to the problematic files and clean them up. We could look at, depending on what's been compromised, we could go back and restore. Did this just happen?
Yes.
Okay, a restore might fix it, and then once the content's restored, we then would want to make sure to update the files as well as look at the website protection site scanner, adding it on there so that it doesn't happen again going forward. It's $83.88 per year, and it tells you all of your vulnerabilities lie.
All right, perfect. Let's do that.
Okay. I don't see any events. That's good. All right, so do you know how to get into the hosting control center where you look at the web hosting plans when you click launch?
Yes, I'm there now.
All right, there should be an option up with the, let's see here, they changed it around, so I don't want to misquote.
Let's see, web hosting.
Files and FTP. And then file manager.
Okay. So I click on domain management first?
No, if you're in the section where you just clicked launch, so up at the top it says domains, hosting, email.
Domains, web hosting, email. Yep, I got that.
Web hosting or hosting?
Well, the list says domains, and then web hosting, and email, then website builder, instant page.
Sounds like you're just on a standard page. Go to the top left. There should be a My Account option.
Yep.
Click there. You may already have been on this page, but just to be sure, scroll down, click web hosting.
All right.
You should see the plans there on to the right of MediaCopyrightGroup.com launch.
Yep. I just did it.
Up at the top left, you'll have files and FTP. You'll want to mouse over that and go to FTP. Let's just go to file manager.
Okay.
Let's see what's been changed.
So Safari can't open the page. Too many redirects occur trying to open.
Do you have Firefox?
Because it's Safari. No, I do have Firefox. I need to open it now.
You may want to give it a shot. Yeah, it should not cause any problems. There are a lot of scripts, so Safari's having a hard time with it. Mm-hmm. Oh, are most of these sites WordPress based or only some of them?
I believe they all are.
Okay.
100%.
Is it possible that it happened before yesterday or sometime yesterday?
I was just made aware of it this morning.
Okay, so it could have happened prior to then.
It could have happened prior to today, yes.
Okay, I'm just seeing not many differences in the files from today and yesterday, so that's not... Well, that means the restore option may not work, so I'm trying to see what's here.
And then file manager here, fine.
And I'm just trying to make heads or tails of if restore will work. Like I said, it may, and we're taking a look now. User files, what is this?
These are the files, these are the documents that you've attached to the website.
Gotcha, so those are not illegitimate at all.
Well, I don't know if one stuck in there, there's hundreds of them, but...
Okay, that's good. It's one of the most recently modified files. Give me a minute here. I'm going to go through these pages kind of a couple days, a couple weeks back, try to figure out if I can see some differences. Because I can't see anything at first glance, and normally it's a little bit more obvious than that. So I'm going to put you on hold real fast and just kind of try to focus on this, and I'll be right back, okay?
All right.
Thank you. John, are you still with me?
I am.
I appreciate you waiting. I can't see any differences in the files here, so I don't think a restore will work. But what it means is there may be a file, well, I would say above root, but this is an alias name, so let's see here. Yeah, what I need to do is I'm going to get in touch with my hosting support team. They have access to something that if a compromise occurs, there's a file that can get written in a location that neither you or I can really see.
Okay.
So I can see if, pardon me, that file is actually there. If it is, we can get it removed. We can take a look at anything else. And then we'll get the website protection site scanner product and make sure it runs its first scan tonight at midnight. They've been a little bit busy, so if I have you on hold for a little while and I just check in on you, it's only because I'm still waiting to get help myself. I just want to prep.
That's fine.
Cool. Then
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll just wait.
Thanks. I appreciate it, John.
Yeah.